Well, well, well. What do we have here? Hey, Earthy Cutie Pie. What's... Hey, you don't look so good. What's going on? I know I'm drop-dead gorgeous, but... Can't have you dropping dead on me. What's wrong? Hey, snap out of it. Fuck. What's wrong? Something isn't right. Hey, stay with me. You are not getting away that easy. Listen to me. You're gonna be fine. Of course I would panic. No. No, 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 this is... Get away from me. We don't have time. Stand away from me for a second. And how do you feel now? That's what I was afraid of. Shit! This is all my fault. Just like with Gato. Just like with Nanami. It hurts. I'm supposed to be the guy who can't fail. And here I am, making a mess of you two. I got overzealous. I got too far into you. Way too deep. Catching feelings to the point where I made a stupid decision, forgot how it all works. Listen to me. Okay? I fucked up, and you are paying for it now. As much as I'm the perfect guy who can do no wrong, it's all on my shoulders. It always was. Always is. I've got some bad news for you. What I have is way too much. Too much. It's not how much cursed energy I have. The nice gas, I guess. It's the quality of it. The quality is invasive to most others. To the point even where Yuta has more. I have pure cursed energy. It's a little known fact, just a little known fact, that it can kill regular sorcerers, let alone normal people, in high doses. In other words, I'm poison. The prettiest kind of poison, but... Listen, I don't want to hurt you. And I'm scared. Really scared. I'd be a liar if I said I was even thinking about it. You're hurt bad. You might as well took a sip of arsenic. Just for your soul. Oh, God. I did this to you. Strongest. Once again. I can't even be human without hurting someone. I'm not allowed to cry. I'm not allowed to feel. You changed that, and that's the dangerous part. If my clan knew, if they knew you existed at all, they'd try and use you to control me. They'd try and get rid of you if you didn't. It's all a load of bullshit. And even when I tried so hard to keep you safe, I was ignorant. I was careless. Just like my carelessness ruined everything with Kato. Everything with my friends. Ones who depend on me. I went along with this stupid idea. 30 days. 30 days of non-stop fucking around. I didn't think I'd catch feelings. I definitely didn't think I'd be sticking around so long that I got you with cursed sickness. Listen to me. What's best for you is to turn around and walk out that door and just pretend none of this happened. I know it's not fair. I get it. But what can I say? I'm a cold bastard. A heartless, unfeeling monster who ruins things if I'm not absolutely perfect. I don't have a choice. I'm the strongest, remember? The absolute strongest. And that means if I fall, if I let myself get consumed, or I dare to fuck up again, everyone dies. Everyone dies. I don't want to be the strongest. Sometimes I wanted to forget it's there. Like a lingering parasite eating at my soul. You know, I barely can even consider myself human. Not for lack of confidence. No. Something as simple as wanting to kiss you right now could be the same as kissing Nightshade. I don't want to be the thing that ends you. As much as I got feelings, as much as this perfect guy really doesn't know the first thing of what I'm supposed to do. And I know you do too. But it's best you forgot about me. Go find someone normal. Yeah, they'll never be as attractive or as alluring as me, but at least they won't fucking kill you when they catch feelings. You don't get it. You keep saying impossible things. You listen to me right now. Because I got feelings for you. Even I, who can control cursed energy like it's an extension of my body, I radiate it. I'm poisoning you over time. Get strong. Even if you could. I don't know what or how it would change anything. I'm poison to you. And here you are getting closer. There may be a way, but it's not easy. Even if I offered you it, a chance, why would you take it from someone who could have easily slept next to you and caused you to stop breathing? Don't you get it? I've already killed people near me. People I've loved. I've already ended the lives of so many people that I lost count. I can't even see their faces anymore. But the worst part is, the ones I really deeply cared about, I can't seem to get their faces out of my mind. Their last moments replaying like the worst fucking home video ever made. You know, sometimes I don't really feel like the strongest. But it doesn't matter, because I am. All of it is on my shoulders. This is when I actually feel. It's the most scary time of all. When I let myself feel human instead of perfect. It could all crumble like a house of cards. Fuck it, like a sandcastle right before the tide comes in. What don't you fucking understand? Everything I've ever loved, I led to its downfall. What makes you think you could be different? What makes you think the poison that's coming off of me won't ruin you? Risking it all for what? Some stupid challenge? What do you think this all is? What am I really to you? Until you've got that answer, I think we both need to do some soul searching. Probably a step away, at least. I've condensed it, sure. You won't be getting sick easy from me. The more I do that, the more you're gonna suffer. And I can't sleep at night if I made you suffer. Yeah, you're just someone who agreed to the wiles of a cocky god complex fuckboy. But even then, even after all that, I caught feelings. I did. And I got lost in those feelings. To the point I'm scared. Petrified, even. Lost in that feeling I never was allowed to have. You made me believe it, and it's not your fault. I think that's the worst part. Even if I tried, I couldn't find a single fault in you. You are perfect for me. But the difference is, no matter how perfect you think I am for you, I have to. You keep insisting about that. And what if my solution isn't what you want to hear? Would you still accept it? Sure. If you want it. If you want our little relationship to continue, you'll have to get used to it. It'll be dangerous. You'll be risking your life. Every kiss, every touch could put you in the hospital. But in theory, I guess you could build up resistance or something. I don't like the idea. And if you die, I don't think I could ever forgive myself, just like I couldn't with the others. But I'll respect your decision. It's your life, after all. And honestly, I don't want you to go. Fuck no. The whole time I was thinking, this is the worst. Going back to a life where I'm above everything, so there's nothing. No one who can understand me, just revered. God complex. They don't make you less lonely. And they certainly don't make you happy. Power is the poison. And being the strongest, I could bullshit all day and pretend that it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. But you tell me how truthful that sounds. You tell me what it's like when everything you touch turns to dust. Doesn't literally. Fuck that shit. I'm just sick of bad news. And I don't want to drag you down with me. As much as I never say it out loud. Here's the silent part. I've ruined the lives of almost everyone I've ever given a shit about. As much as I tried, this and everything that came before it is my fault. I am not worth that luck, and I you know what this means, right? Even if you do want to continue, it means that kiss you gave me, where your hands hold me down to everything else, we'll have to take it a little slower. I know. Starting over. After what? 9 fucking days. 10. I've lost count, to be honest with you. Time flies when you're having fun, and I hadn't been this happy in a long, long time. So whether it works out, or I have to wave goodbye when you're escorted away in an ambulance, I want things to work, I do. But why hope? That's what every logical side of myself says. Why hope for that when it would be at risk of your life? Me being a colossal fuck-up or not, I don't want to be the reason you die. I don't even know what kind of adverse effects you'd have. I just know I recognize it. I could tell by how chaotic the energy was in your body. It was eating you alive. My stupid existence. If it's the end of you, if I didn't have to be what I am, then maybe, but right now, I don't want to watch you die. I don't want to watch you get hurt because of me. At the end of the day, I sometimes wonder if I'm just as much a monster as those fuckers we exercise. Am I even human? Only a human would cry, huh? Well, thanks for the vote of confidence. Just don't die. If we're really going through with this in some capacity, then you have to promise me you won't. I will not. I won't let it happen. Not again. Never again.